I was out on the road at 6 o'clock in all weathers and did the paper round the village. I'd come home, just gulp a bit of breakfast or tea, a cup of tea down, and then you had to get normally two buses. If you was lucky, the 71 bus that used to run up Ham Common in those days, in the 50s, and that used to run between Kingston and Hammersmith. If you was lucky enough to get on that, but it was usually packed out, so you couldn't always get on it, and in them days the conductor would only have five standing inside, and he'd put his arm across the entrance and wouldn't let any more on. So if you didn't get that, and you couldn't get on it, because if you could get that, it was beneficial, because that went right the way to Mortlake and Fulham Cemetery, just before you get to Chiswick Bridge, and that's where I used to have to get off, and the school was down the lower Richmond Road there. But if you couldn't get that, it meant getting a 65, going to Richmond, getting off at Richmond, and then getting a 90 or 90B, I think it was, to what we call a gasworks bridge, as it was in those days. And then it was a hell of a walk. You had about a mile walk from the gasworks bridge to the actual school. And the only other alternative was, when you got to Richmond on the 65, you could get a train and get off at Mortlake station, but it was about a good quarter of a mile walk from the station to the school. So pretty tough going really in them days. It was really lovely when Grey Court opened, because you could more or less fall out of bed into school. And we was only used to old Victorian schools, and when that opened, it was a revelation to us. It was all lovely and new and modern and that, and I had the happiest school days of my life them last few months there.